Fair Trading Minister Matthew Mason Cox joining us now. Suggestion is the department's been doing some undercover stings. It is about to hit three real estate agents in the inner west, the CBD and the eastern suburbs for underquoting their auction campaigns. Let's find out a bit more. The minister's on the line. Mr Cox, good morning.
Oh, g'day, John. G'day, Gary.
Matthew Mason Cox, so is it true? Are there three agents in the firing line?
Look, there are a number of agents, and this is an investigation that's been going on for a number of months. So we're actually been in the market with covert undercover operations, trying to make very clear to the real estate industry that this sort of practice is unacceptable and that Fair Trading will crack down on it where it does occur.
So you've been using undercover operatives, Matthew?
Well, undercover inspectors. So the problem with dealing with underquoting is that it's difficult to prove. So we actually have to go undercover to actually determine what the agent's saying to potential purchasers in order to lure them into an auction situation to try and bid up the price. So in that way, we have to compare what's said as well as look at the contract documentation to determine whether there is an actual case of underquoting.
And underquoting has been going on for years, hasn't it? Everyone's known about it for at least a decade or two.
I think it's been out there, and it's really been a case in every state of trying to prove where it's actually happened. So what we've done in New South Wales is launch some undercover operations to really send a strong message to the industry, particularly in this pretty hot property market, that we will not tolerate this sort of practice and that we will go after these types of real estate agents in order to clean up the industry.
What sort of penalties are they facing if found guilty?
If found guilty, there's significant monetary penalties up to $22,000, but the most important one is where there is sustained underquoting, they have run the risk of losing their real estate licence, which is their livelihood.
Yeah, so just when they're underquoting, as an example, if they were to say, this, we think it'll go for $700,000, and so the purchaser might say, so if I go to auction and bid $700,000 and no one else bids higher than me, I'll get it. Is that what the person should say?
Well, what they should be saying, the real estate agent, is they go to the vendor, the seller, and say, look, this property's worth, we think, $700,000. But what they then do is they go out in the market and they say to the person looking to buy the property, look, we think the property will go for around about $550,000.
Yep.
Okay, and that's how they get them to the auction. So the purchaser, the prospective purchaser, goes out and does his searches,
yep,
his inspections, etc., spends money, thinking, sort of a wink and a nudge that it's going to be in the $550,000-$600,000 mark, but it's always been at the $700,000 mark, and the reserve was always going to be there as well. So the person was never in the market really for that.
That's problem, right.
But has changed their position, spent significant funds trying to actually get to the auction, and he's been misled.
All right, we'll look forward to a bit more detail on all of this, but well done, because I think it's been long overdue. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Matthew Mason Cox there, New South Wales Fair Trading Minister. Undercover stings, if you're in that game and you've been doing that, you have been warned, you're on notice. Oh. If you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you could find yourself in strife.
Undercover agents at auctions too. Imagine that. And where will it end?